Off boys until they get finished.
Yeah, y'all speak into these mics or whatever he's got for you.
Just speaking into that?
Oh, just the microphone. We'll be able to hear you.
Is that okay?
That's fine. You've been doing great, but I thought you might want to have a break.
All set? Seth, maybe just talk about what the baseball looked like for you at the plate today. Didn't get cheated.
Well, I came in the game, you know, I wanted to just do whatever I could to make the team win. The ball just seemed bigger to me today, and I just took advantage of it and just did my job.
Tell me about the first at-bat, first pitch, and the ball's bouncing off the fence there.
Well, Coach Billy told me the first pitch fastball, just give it a ride, and this is what I tried to do. I just sat back on it.
Yeah. It seemed like you guys were all very aggressive today at the plate. I haven't seen you play until today. Has that been your nature in the tournament, or was this a kind of a game that you were hoping maybe to get done early so you could
This is our regular game coming in the day. Our past few games, we've been, you know, kind of a little bit off, a little bit, not hitting the ball as well. But tonight, we came back and showed that we really are meant to be in this tournament.
How did it affect you or not, the fact that no matter what happened in this game, win or lose, your lot for tomorrow was all set? I mean, you're going to play at Uber at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, whether you won this game or not. It seemed like you guys played awful relaxed out there today.
Yeah, it meant a lot to us. You know, we're already in there, but it made us stay more relaxed and focused on our goal. We want to be undefeated this whole tournament, so that's our goal for the tournament.
Just if you would, Brady, just maybe you 25 pitches or 26 pitches in three innings to get 9 outs. Just maybe talk about how you felt out there today.
Felt good. I was just throwing strikes and trusting my defense, knowing that they can handle if I throw a strike and the batter gets it.
After you scored the 5 runs in the second inning, was there? I mean, I don't know that you'd talk about it, but was it the thought in your head that if we can get out of here in 5 innings, then we get home a little early, you know, we got a morning game and we save a couple of innings of pitching, that kind of thing?
Not really. I just went out there and focused on pitching and our goal to win the game.
Just talk a little bit, and I kind of asked Seth too, but just about maybe the fact that you were able to play relaxed because there was nothing at stake in this game other than the undefeated record.
Like he said, we just focus on our goal and play to relax in our own game, knowing that if we play our best, that we can beat anybody.
Yeah. Seth, I forgot to ask you about the barehanded grab there at shortstop on the ground ball, I think off your glove, right? Maybe just take me through that play, if you would.
Well, I thought I was going to be sure up the middle. I was on that way, you know, to see if I can get it. And Brandon did a good job knocking it down and gave me a chance, you know, barehanded over there.
Barehand, I mean, you're thinking that's the only play I've
that's
got.
That's the only way I can get the guy first.
Yeah. Outstanding.
Seth, can you talk about going forward now? Have you seen them play, and what do you expect tomorrow?
I expect a very fast team. They're going to be on stealing bases left and right, but I think our sticks and our pitching will be able to handle them.
Boy, that's about as complete in a performance as you can get, I think. No errors, 2 hits allowed by the pitching staff, and I think you had 8 different guys with at least a hit. So maybe just talk about how your team played today.
I think they did a great job coming back after the lull. You know, Coach Capray reflected on how he felt like maybe we were a little slow as the day drug out, you know, 2 days ago. Last night, yesterday was tough, and you know what, these kids are incredibly resilient. They did a fantastic job of getting their focus back, staying focused on each game individually, one game at a time. And they got the emotion rolling tonight, and once that happens, man, they just take care of business.
Talk a little bit, if you would, about getting out of the top of the first inning. I mean, Brewer, the first 2 batters get base hits, you get first and second, nobody out, and your pitcher at the time is kind of struggling with the strike zone. I think he went full count on the first 3 guys, but you were able to get out of that inning, and I don't know, but that might have kind of set the tone for the rest of the game.
No doubt about it. We did indeed. You know, Spitzy's, he's got incredible control, but sometimes at the start of a game, you got to find an umpire zone. It's a pitcher's job to adjust to that zone. And maybe he was a little slow adjusting. His stuff was really good. They connected on a couple fastballs while we were trying to get back in the count. And look, these guys are tough. Defense is tough, and they did their job.
And talk a little bit about Seth today. I mean, just as the leadoff batter, just kind of igniting everything from the very first moment.
Hey, this guy's a stick of dynamite, Jack. I've known him for a long time around local little league, and I couldn't. You ain't got enough time, tonight for me to explain to you what this guy does to motivate people. You know what? And it could be said that he could come in here today and be flat again after our performance yesterday. But that's not how he operates. Every day is a new day. He gets up and he's carrying the same optimism and the same gusto. And I mean, he packs a powerful punch, man. And he did it with his stick today.
Absolutely. And just in terms of, I'm guessing you kind of came into this game saying we're going to use as many pitchers as we have to, but nobody for more than 30 pitches.
Well,
talk about getting 3 innings out of Braden with just 25. I mean, that's probably 2 pitches work that he did.
You know, I'd be the first to tell you that when you got a couple guys who can deal for multiple innings and continue to perform at a high level, that I like to stick with those guys. Coach Gaffray asked me to help out this year, and he's bought in and sold us on this 30-30-30 deal. We've run that for the most part through this entire run, and it's been effective. It's kept hitters off balance, and you know what? When you have 6, 7, 8 guys that can go out there and throw strikes consistently,
yeah.
it gets the job done. And when you get a guy like Braden who comes in and can find the zone early, often with pitches that are virtually unhittable, it makes it that much better.
What's your name?
My name's Bill Campbell.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yep.
Thank you very
yep.
much.
All right, ladies. I'm not sure we're live, right?
Here we go.
Put this on.
Do it, Steve.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've signed back on here from the media tent at Sean Mansfield Stadium. We have a couple of stars of the game in the person of Seth Gibson and also Braden Nelson. But first we're going to get on the microphone Coach Billy Campbell, who is a very capable assistant coach along with Caleb Gibson, for manager Ramon Caffrey. And Coach Campbell has the best Texas accent in the entire state of Maine. So we're going to ask him a couple of questions right here. Billy, I know you've been around baseball a long time and around a lot of different teams, a lot of different players. What is it about this team of all-stars from Rose Capital East that makes them special, that makes them unique?
That's a great question, Steve. And you know, you've been around there and seen it too. These kids are just, they're so resilient and determined to win. They have a drive that's tough to find in a group of young men at this age. And every time they go out on the field, they feel like they have something to prove, and they want to do their job.
As many of you may know, Billy Campbell is an umpire locally in our local league. He doesn't have a son on the team. And as many of you may not know, all of the people here at these Little League events are volunteers, not just the coaches. Everybody realizes that the coaches are giving up their time. But everyone that's at the stadium here, including the umpires and the field personnel and the personnel running the concession stands and the admission booths, are volunteers. So, Billy, what is it about Little League Baseball or the Little League Baseball program that would cause people such as yourself to volunteer your time when you don't even have a son on this team?
Well, there are so many things, so many different ways I could answer that question. I think the best way to put it would be to share with an individual, if you've not been in the dugout or not come out to the field and experienced what's happening this week or even in a regular season Little League game, I'd bring that person out to the ballpark and just show them how excited these kids are, how hard they work to get a job done. And it just creates a drive in you to do whatever you can to participate and serve your community and help these kids. I mean, these kids are undoubtedly the leaders of our future, and we can have an incredible impact with them while teaching them through a great game such as baseball.
Absolutely, and you've been an incredible blessing to them, and I know they appreciate that, and they've also been a blessing to you, and I know you appreciate that as well.
I sure do.
So, Billy, thanks for answering a couple of questions.
Thank
here.
You.
We're going to pass the headset over to Seth Gibson and ask him a couple of questions. And Seth, I don't know if you know it, but you set a record tonight. Did you know that?
Yes, sir.
All right, Bill. Yeah, I have the record book right here before me, and the record book says on page 65 of the official souvenir program from Senior League Baseball World Series in Bangor, Maine, that the record for doubles in one game is 3, and according to the official score, and my count as well, you batted 3 times and you had 3 doubles, so that means that your name is going to be written right here in this record book this time next year. How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel excited and proud, I guess. I can't believe I actually set a record, so I didn't spend no time, you know, looking at the record book for the game or anything. just came out here and did my best.
Well, you did your best, and your best was an excellent job here tonight. Three doubles and three at-bats. You can't do much better than that. And I know that it was special that your brother is one of the coaches on this team. Caleb, how's that been to be able to have your older brother as one of the coaches on this team?
It's great, you know, because he's a great hitter, and when my swing's off, you know, he can tell me what I need to do to correct it. And today in batting practice day, he told me to keep my foot down and stuff in the game. I just try to focus on that, and it worked out for me today.
Well, that was great advice from your brother, Caleb. You also had another surprise guest here at today's game. Now, tell our audience about that. How did that make you feel?
I felt great. Well, you know, my mom kept a surprise for me. I hadn't seen my dad in about 3 weeks. And I just come to the ballpark, you know, he's here. A little emotional and stuff, you know. I'm excited. I wanted to do the best I can for my dad today.
Well, I know he's proud of you, as all of us are, on a job well done. And we're sure glad to have your dad, along with all the other fans from Tyler here, supporting this team. So let's pass the mic over there to Braden Nelson. And we'll ask a couple of questions to Braden, and then we'll ask a couple of questions to manager Ramon Caffrey, and we'll wrap things up. So, Braden, you came in here tonight, pitched three great innings of relief, as the prior questioner pointed out, only 25 pitches. And so tell us how it was that you were able to get that many guys out with only 25 pitches.
Well, just the fact that I know that I can throw strikes and trust my defense to make plays behind me, it just leaves no worries.
All right, and you've got two strikeouts tonight. And speaking of records and statistics, I don't know that you knew this, but Dr. Weddle did some pregame analysis and statistical research, and he determined that you were the number two pitcher in our pool in terms of strikeouts. You probably didn't know that either.
No.
So you got another couple of strikeouts tonight. What's been your most effective pitch in terms of setting guys up and getting them out via the strikeout?
Probably the changeup and splitter, because I just get ahead and throw it, and it's a few miles an hour slower, and they just get on top and don't expect it.
I want to commend you, we're talking about your hitting now, switching from your pitching to your hitting, for your resiliency. Last night you laced a double into the gap. The center fielder of the opposing team made a full out, sports center type play of the day catch to rob you of what would have been at least a two-run double. And bouncing back tonight, you hit one in the same spot, maybe about 25 feet further for a double. And so tell us about your mental approach, hanging in there and able to battle through and succeed.
Well, I've been struggling the past few at-bats, and I was just focusing today on what coaches had told me to work on, and just went up to the plate knowing that I need to get a hit and being relaxed.
All right, and final question for you. I see that you had a sacrifice bunt here, and I know that Coach Caffrey has called on you guys to make sacrifices in many ways in terms of positions you might play, or taking it out on a hit and run, or breaking up a play, double play at second base. Give us some examples of the mentality that you guys have as a team of being willing to be unselfish and sacrifice individual goals or individual achievements for the good of the team.
Well, coaches call signs and everything for what's best for the team. We just know that if we want to win for the team's best, we need to do what we're told to and execute when we need to.
All right, Braden, thank you for that. And we'll pass the headset back over here to manager Ramon Caffrey. We didn't want him to avoid the hot seat tonight. And so, Coach Caffrey, I'll ask you, as we've concluded the pool play and head into the what I'll call bracket play. It's essentially a Final Four type of situation, single elimination bracket, similar to the NCAA Final Four in basketball. The way I have it figured, we're no worse than the third team here. We're number one in our pool. We've beaten the team behind us in our pool head-to-head, the team from Maryland. But I also know from talking to you that you didn't come here for the bronze medal. So explain a little bit to our fans about your approach to this this next phase of tournament play, now being in the Final Four.
I think our approach is going to be the same thing that we've been since the first day, our first game back in Brenham, which is one game at a time. Obviously, with the championship so close, it can kind of overwhelm you if you start looking towards that. We're not going to do that. We're going to focus on tomorrow, one game at a time, and give it our best effort. I think we played a great game today. Had a lot of intensity. Hit the ball well, played great defense, a lot of great pitching. we're rolling into the championship game with every pitcher, every kid available, and can't ask for a better scenario.
All right, Coach Caffrey, thank you for those remarks. Thank you for the investment that you've made in the lives of the young men on this team. And best of luck tomorrow. We encourage all of our fans out there in Texas and other parts of the nation to tune in bright and early tomorrow morning. We will be broadcasting here from Sean Mansfield Stadium in Bangor, Maine at 9 o'clock Central Time. That's 10 o'clock local time, but 9 o'clock Central Time will be the first pitch here as Tyler East goes for the World Championship of the Little League World Series Senior Division. So we'll see you back here again in just a few hours, 9 o'clock Central Time in the morning. All right, thanks, guys.
Good job, Seth.
Good job, Ray. Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate it.